are very internal and therefore deal with many more connections between ourselves inside and the world around us. Over there. Real force or a real requirement on our energy. It is not for members of the minority alone the stretch to make a bridge between us and the majority, but for those understanding and clear-headed members of the majority to see that those bridges need to exist and to extend themselves.
Thank you.
nuclear or whatever, like my career, you know, to make it work better than revolution is possible. And so therefore, as I say, I don't see the academy as a place to do any more than to keep the body and soul together, except that I just love teaching and reading and writing. The way that I think the collapse of that lesbian research can be done and recognized is to do it in lesbian feminist places and publications. The best work, I think, some of the best work about women, period, comes and, you know, is coming out of those places, like in Conditions and Sinister Wisdom. I don't know if it's kosher to mention the name of the magazine that Emily was alluding to, you know, that treated her so poorly about her superior paper, but should I mention it? Am I allowed to? It's Signs. And the reason that I wanted to bring it up is because I've been on the MLA Women's Commission for several years, and like another woman and I, we talked about the fact that one of the women on the commission is the editor of Signs, and like whenever we're talking about things that are really exciting and really wonderful, Signs' name never comes up. It's always something in Conditions and Frontiers and this and that and the other. Now, the thing about what you're asking about, though, is like you'll get the recognition. What you're concerned about is the cash. How are you going to live, you know? So the thing is, I mean, this is very, I'm very into this subject because I'm going to try to continue living my life this way. I think that I know you're going to go to graduate school in English. You know, you will be able to pick up a teaching job, you know, probably in an itinerant fashion, you know, or not so itinerant fashion, you know, if you want to. I think it's real hard to keep your sanity, you know, keep the NY Neal Academy and try to do something, you know, something more positive. I think that feminists and lesbians have tried to figure out and are figuring out new ways of living together with each other and supporting each other economically. One of the visions, I guess, that I have for the future is to live collectively, as many women do now, but with the understanding that by not working during certain periods of the time of living with other women, that their economic access or whatever they were doing would be more. My work, and of course, me specifically being able to support them at different times. In other words, everybody, you know, five, seven, or six women living together, all of them have to work for the six women to survive. We've already been doing that, but it's just a way of, you know, getting it to survive.
The National Women's Starts around those issues, and it contains and encourages probably taught me how to love. She taught me how to love in ways that I'm still learning now, in ways that she wasn't articulating, saying, this is how you do this, but she, through the way she helped us survive and the way she let us know that she was as dependent on us for her survival as we were on her, that was a very, very thing. I mean, you know, it's just become to me very real, and I